from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks very much. What have you got in the bag today, Troy?
Oh, well, I've got some records from Southbound Records just up the road because we're doing things very quick today.
Oh, we're going to really pick up the pace this morning.
Yeah. should we hit the first one?
Well, let's talk about what is Southbound Records? What are you talking about, even?
Well, you know, Southbound Records.
Oh, right, the record store. Yeah, yeah.
The record store where we have a wider variety of records than any other record store I can think of, actually.
All right, we'll pass it on over here.
Here we go. Very first one. Tell us what this is.
Well, you've handed me over a piece of vinyl, some packaged vinyl, music on vinyl. This is a limited edition, 750 orange copies, individually numbered, on 180-gram 45 vinyl. This is Alton Ellis, Mr. Soul of Jamaica, backed by Tommy McCook and the Supersonics.
Absolutely.
It is 12 big-hitting tunes from Alton Ellis, Mr. Soul of Jamaica.
Shall we hear Mr. Soul of Jamaica's version of Brenda Holloway's tune, shall we?
That's by the book, isn't it? That's lovely.
Okay, we're thinking 1968.
Ooh, nice production of 68. I've lost that love, that love, that love. I can see where you call him Mr. Soul of Jamaica.
Yeah.
The door, and you say try just once more, and you came and you took control, you touch my very soul, you always show me that loving you is where it's at, you made me so very happy, I'm so glad you
cool. Lovely.
Nice, isn't it?
Tell us about this gentleman.
Alton Ellis, obviously, if you listen now, he started in the Rocksteady era. I think his singing voice was one of the towering soulful voices of Rocksteady. Also, you can hear on this his interesting timing. Listen now. Next line.
Yes, yes.
I'm so glad you came into my
This was his...
Fucking riding the bike. Lovely.
Obviously, Treasure Isle production. You can hear this record is his first album, and I think it was singles from 67 to maybe 1970, sort of collected together.
Oh, and only 750 of these released on orange vinyl.
Yeah.
Heavy orange vinyl.
I love this. It came out a few years ago on a CD with some extra dubs on it, but the original album.
So that's a repressing of the original album?
Oh, yes.
Lovely. That's really a nice song. Great song.
You know the tune, right?
Yeah. I love songs, eh?
Me too.
And I love a good version of a song, you know? As you want to hear, you know, on the show many times, hopefully.
Yeah.
And what else we got there? Troy, what's in your big bag here? You've got Old Cobber. Is this Old Cobber next?
This is Old Cobber
next. Old Cobber next, one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life, and a good fellow to boot.
He's a good guy. Now, this never came out on vinyl first time round. 2003 it came out.
Oh, so smack dab in the CD, the heady CD years. Compact discs.
That's 15 years ago.
Yeah, like I was saying, compact discs.
Oh, my God. Anyway, this album here was...
It never came out on vinyl.
No.
Well, here it is. Here it is. I don't know. It was featuring Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl plays drums on everything.
Just gets in everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I liked them on Nevermind. New music on vinyl, Killing Joke, featuring Dave Grohl. Limited edition, 2,500 copies on flaming vinyl. What's that? Does it look like flames?
Yeah, it's sort of orange and yellow, very bright.
Oh, get out for grass. Look at that. That's heavy vinyl. That's a double LP there, isn't it?
It's a double LP of the second self-titled album from Killing Joke. Now, this one... Killing Joke hadn't done very much since the 90s. In fact, I think 96 was their previous record.
So this is just called Killing Joke?
This is just called Killing Joke.
This is the second album they've got called Killing Joke.
Correct. First one was in 1980. Yep. And the significant thing about this record, apart from the fury and anger all through it, is that it was three quarters of the original Killing Joke back together for the first time since the 80s. That's Youth, Geordie and Jazz.
Youth, I really like Youth's remix of stuff. Jazz, I really like. Met Geordie too at the gig, and it was they were great when they played here at the studio last time they played here.
I didn't go.
It was great. It was great. I really enjoyed it. And I love Jazz Coleman. I think he's a really fun and interesting and clever man.
I think so. And anyone who says that he's weird and this and that, they're just missing the point.
And by the way, look at yourselves. Yeah,
exactly. This one here is called Seeing Red.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it. Tell you what, you really hear that. You can really hear how it influenced Sheehad stuff. His influence on Sheehad stuff. Listening to this, can't you?
Oh yeah.
Toast and Sunday roast rhyme, yep. There, that's very good.
And now it explodes.
Yeah, I remember this, yeah. Had a great turn. We played some BFM, weren't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally did. Oh, I haven't heard this for ages.
15 years ago, it doesn't seem that long.
No, it's pretty fresh sounding, to be honest.
Yeah. I actually think that this second self-titled Killing Joke album is one of the highlights of everything they did. Of the original sort of block of four, I think the original self-titled album was one of the pinnacles. This is the other one. I think this is better than ones like Nighttime and all those other things.
I like that Millennium one. The one's got Millennium
on it. Yeah.
But that's pretty full on.
Is that Pandemonium or Democracy?
Yes.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Pretty good.
Might be wrong. That's good, and that's on vinyl. It's on heavy vinyl for the first time ever in the world.
First time, yeah. And this one has been hotly sought after.
And it's in flame vinyl, so that makes it double hot.
Doesn't it, just?
All right.
Now, next thing, we just got our latest order in from the Pressure Sounds label.
Oh, yes, I see.
Who now we deal with directly. Pete, who invented Pressure Sounds, is now like running it all by himself with no distributor or anything.
Oh, he's ready to roll, okay.
But the brand new Pressure Sounds release is Pressure Sounds number 102. Pressure Sounds LP now number 102. Some of you will remember last year there was something called Dubbing in the Backyard.
Dubbing in the who?
Dubbing in the Backyard, which was a Bunny Lee and the Aggravators, Prince Jammy on the Desk.
Oh, yes.
Release.
There is the Backyard.
In the Backyard, yeah. Now, there is one called Dubbing in the Front Yard and Conflict Dub. Now, what we have here is two dub albums, obviously. Dubbing in the Front Yard, which is from 1982, but was only released as a white label promo, and it wasn't called that. It was called Nothing.
Okay.
And the other one, Conflict Dub, which came out in 1977, again, is a white label promo type thing with a different title,
Pass that over here. Let me have a look at this piece of vinyl you're discussing.
Do you want to look at it? All right, there you go. It's Bunny Lee without his captain's hat on.
It's a very interesting photo. It looks like he's either commanding the room or about to be mugged.
I think you'll find it's probably the former.
Okay. Passing on wisdom. got names of the songs. Dubbing in the Front Yard, Judgment Dub, The Gates of Dub, Babylon Dub, Somewhere Version, Carry On Dubwise, Crab in a Barrel Dub, Hold Them In Dub, Lowdown Dub, Overdue Dub. On the other, on Conflict Dub, the next album, Jumping Dub, Skillful Dub, Ethiopian Dub, Still in Love Dub, A Rootsy Dub, I Can't Go On Without Dub, A Stepping Dub, A Rocking Dub, A Mighty Dub, and finally, The Best Dub.
Sounds like a record for Dubhead.
Are you going to sing the rhythm selection over this for us?
I like that.
There we go.
Be Still and Dub. This is called Be Still and Dub by Bunny Lee and the Aggravators. Hey, Bunny Lee. All right, Mr. Lee, what's your first name?
Bunny.
Now,
as in hippity hop hop hop.
If this isn't enough dub for you, there is there's additionally a 4-track 10-inch, but I think we may have sold that out on pre-order. But also, coming soon, like in the next couple of weeks or few weeks, is a CD which has an additional 3 tunes, apart from all of that.
Well, that's Dub to the Power of Dub.
So what do you, you're not a huge dub fan, no. But what do you think of the sound of this? Listen to the sound of it.
It's pretty much dub. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can dig it. I'm just not, it's not my thing. I like the rat-a-tat-tat of the drums.
And what about all these fireworks noises?
They're just whistles.
Okay. I chose it especially for the fireworks noises.
Well, right. Let some more off. That's sort of like my watch phrase, you know.
She's doing when I arrived today.
Oh.
Well, you're going to be waiting a long time.
time. How many of these are available?
We have a few. Available. Wow. But it's a... rather than just sticking like two unavailable dub records together, I think it's a really interesting illustration of how dub changed in the 5 years between these
recorded. The bridge between the two years, the two albums, I mean.
Yes, and by the time, like...
The growth of dub.
The growth, some would say that it was like growing towards a corner, which was hard to get out of.
And like a dub de sac.
Like that. Which is when Bunny Lee left King Tubby's studio, basically, at the end of it. I think they'd found the dub de sac.
Cull dub sac.
Look how happy he is there.
That man's got dub written all over him. He's probably just been in for a dub, and he's going for another dub.
I remember when you had them trousers.
Yeah. I dabbled with dub. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks
Bunny
so much.
Lee and the Aggravators is on the vinyl.
It is.
Killing
double LP.
Joke is on vinyl.
Double LP.
Elton, what's the second name?
Elton Ellis.
Elton Ellis, he's also on vinyl.
Single album, but only 750 in orange.
In the world. At Southbound Records now, all available and all available to the BFM listener, especially because you're the BFM listener.
That'll be why.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you so much.
Lovely chatting with you.
Bye.
Thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.
Someone who...